Sound is so important. I always say cinema is sound and picture flowing together in time, and sound can do so much. It can paint a great giant world.
When did you start working on this new record, The Big Dream?
It was, it segued from, we finished enough for Crazy Clown Time, but we were still working, so it wasn't any kind of break. We just were working.
I think you called it electronic blues. There's definitely a kind of blues feel to it in places.
Always we say, you know, the basis of that, what we're doing right now anyway, is based on the blues.
Why is that?
Just something we both love.
There's a Bob Dylan cover, but you said it's a cover, not of Bob Dylan, it's a cover of Nina Simone doing the covers. That's right?
Exactly right.
Why that song? Why did you choose it?
Big Dean Hurley had the idea that would be good to try to do that song. You know, I didn't get really pumped about it, but I got more and more in love with it. And it's a great song. It's a great story. And it's still a timely story. All his friends lived on the outside of town. All his friends lived on the outside of town. With his wife and five children and his cabin broken down.
Do you look, as you know, someone who has a history in filmmaking, are you more attracted to songs and lyrics that have a strong narrative in them rather than the more abstract ones?
I like both, but I do like a kind of a story, even if it's a short story or an abstract story. I, you know, can picture things and picture a lot of times a character that helps me sing a certain way.
Okay, so what would be an example on this album then?
Sun Can't Be Seen No More. When the blues
heart comes flying down. Who's the character? What are they like?
Character is this young kid coming up from Memphis to cut a track in L.A. And he's not exact. He might live in a bigger town, and you know, but he's from the Piney Woods and drives a pickup truck. And lives that kind of life.
Interesting, you've got the details of the characters.
I mean, he's got a certain number of fillings in his mouth. Bad dentists.
You've done more and more music in previous years. I guess people must ask you this a lot. I mean, do you see yourself as much a musician as a filmmaker? But I guess, you know, I guess for you, it's just all art. It's just whatever you're doing at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, the ideas take you to different places. So I'm involved in a lot of different things, and I'm in love with a lot of different mediums. And it's like, you know, it's like these mediums are very, very beautiful women.
And you think it would be unjust if you just concentrated on just the one woman?
Well, yeah, you know, the others would feel pretty bad.
So what's next for you? I mean, if you recorded straight through for the past two albums, are you still working musically? What's next?
Well, Dean and I have really taken a break. There's other projects going on right now, but I know that when the dust settles on The Big Dream, we'll be back at it. And we do have some kind of ideas floating around that will inspire us to get back to work.
What kind of ideas? What can you tell us?
No, they're top secret, Matt.